Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out that door. You can take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. This time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folks die and a lot of bills to pay. I'd get the shirt right off my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, all the reason I was working for. Better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. You can take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. The foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a flat top haircut, Lord, boy thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my tongue, that sucker, he's gonna pay. I can't wait until I get the nerve to walk up to him and say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working.
Hi. make him turn to you. I swallow pride and hear your sigh if you'll just come around. Come over anytime and see the home you're tearing down.
Loretta Lynn there and the home you're tearing down. Before that, we heard the late Johnny Paycheck to begin the side. Take This Job and Shove It, one of his big ones, and he had a bunch of them. Johnny Paycheck, a very sad loss for country music. Just a few days ago, of course, he'd been suffering for a long time and had actually been in the Baptist Hospital in Nashville for, well over a year, suffering from acute asthma, and passed away just a few days ago. Let's have one now from the ever-popular Browns here on the Listener's Choice. Here today, gone tomorrow. Well, someone wanted to hear The Wreck of the Old 97. A lot of people have done that song. Hank Snow had one of the bigger versions on it way back. This one that I'm about to play is by a gentleman named Lonnie Donegan, who I believe is a Scottish artist. So listen to this and see what you think about it. Wreck of the Old 97.
Saying, Steve, you're way behind time, because this ain't 38, it's old 97. You've got to put her into Danville on time, and it's a mighty road from Lynchburg down to Danville on a line on a 3-mile grade. It was
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Give him all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man.
Tammy Wynette there and Stand By Your Man. Someone wanted to hear that, and someone also wanted to hear this next one I'm about to play by Jean Shepherd. And here's a girl who did a lot for country music. Her career stretched from early in the 50s, perhaps as early as 50, all the way up through the mid-70s. And she really did a lot for country music and is still doing it. She's still an Opry star, just released a CD not long ago, and she's really done some great things and doesn't normally get that much mention or recognition, but I like her a lot. So glad this song was requested. Jean Shepherd here, and one that she recorded back around 1955 for the Capitol People called Beautiful Lies. Here's Jean.
see red roses blooming, a rainbow in the sky. All sweet things come to me in the twinkle of an eye. If you hold me and tell me those beautiful lies. Beautiful lies, beautiful lies. Each word is a heartache in perfect disguise. I can't help but listen and then I realize the words you have spoken are beautiful lies.
Have you found, since you've turned me down, the one that you were searching for? Are you glad that you've made me sad? For you know I vowed to love you evermore. The things that you have done, what you gained, I guess I'll never see.
Never see.
What did you have in mind when you broke this heart of mine?
Stonewall Jackson there, and one of his great ones from back in the early 60s called Wound Time Can't Erase. Well, someone requested this one from Lori Morgan.
I'll be glad to explain it if it's too hard.
What part of No Don't You Understand? The song there by Lori Morgan, the daughter of the great George Morgan, that those of you who go back a long way, as I do, will certainly remember. We'll have to get something by George on one of the sections one of these days. Well, that's just about going to do it for this edition of The Listener's Choice, edition number 6. Let me give you those ways one more time to get requests in, because that your request is what makes this section. And you can email me at snakeguy@bellsouth.net, or you can call us at 502-721-7634 and leave your request on the voicemail there. Or probably what most of you do most of the time, which is perfectly fine, is to leave a message at the beginning of the tape when you send it back. Be sure the message is at the beginning, because we don't check the tapes if there's not a message at the beginning of the tape. Go ahead and erase The Listener's Choice. That's fine. We always save the masters, so if anyone wants one later, you can certainly get it if you need to have one of our editions again. But go ahead and erase the beginning of The Listener's Choice and leave your message for us with your request. We certainly always want to hear from you, and we hope you've enjoyed this one as all of the Listener's Choice sections. We're going to close it out this time with a song from Jeannie C. Riley. This is one from her album that goes back to the late 60s, I guess. Her album called Things Go Better With Love. And the name of the song is Many. Someone requested that, and we just happened to have it in the library. So we're going to let Jeannie close it out for us. And we'll say bye-bye until the next time, and we'll see you again for edition number 7 of The Listener's Choice. Here's Jeannie C. Riley.
The telephone rang just as I poured my cup of coffee after breakfast. Jim was off to work and the kids were leaving out the door for school. The voice seemed familiar, but they wouldn't give the name of who was calling. They said, Mrs. Brown, we just called to let you know that you've become the latest neighborhood fool. They said every night, last week and Tuesday night, again at the shopping center, your husband and your next door neighbor, Minnie Bailey, were seen together. They said we think that it's gone far enough and know you appreciate our calling. Then they hung up and there I was, all alone and stunned, sitting with a cold cup of coffee crying. I looked out my back door and there was Minnie's little Volkswagen. And I thought about the snowy days she drove the kids to school all laughing. She was always there when we needed her and we all loved her dearly. She had become affectionately known among the family as the one and only Minnie.
my Jim from me. Jim was right on time that evening, and right after we had finished dinner, I was taken back when he suggested that I model my new dress. Then at 7:30 he said, let's run next door for a minute. I walked into the best surprise birthday party on